Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter, but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Hey everyone, how can Evernote help you with mental and physical clutter? We're going to talk about that today. When the Evernote app first came out, I started to use it, but honestly, I wasn't using it very well until I took some classes with today's guest. And now I use Evernote just about every single day. It's a great tool, and we're going to learn a lot about it today. All right, I want to tell you about today's guest. Emily Parks founded Organize for Success, LLC in 2007 and specializes in productivity and technology for small businesses for both PC and Mac. She utilizes technology and business organization systems to help clients increase efficiency and output by creating customized plans to incorporate into daily operations. She provides one-on-one and team consulting, customized workshops and trainings, workflow processes, and how to organize your workspace. She's an Evernote Business Certified Consultant, as well as an instructor at North Carolina State University's Technology Training Solution Centers. Welcome, Emily.
Hello, Julie. Thank you for having me today.
We are happy to have you back. Emily is our tech guru. Whenever I need a gift idea for my husband, whenever I'm pulling my hair out over technology, she is the woman I call. But let's get started. Emily, can you tell us what exactly Evernote is?
Absolutely. Evernote is a secure set of apps that allows users to capture typed text, video, audio files, checklists, web clippings, as well as photos, and that includes photos of handwritten notes. In your database, content can be created by either the user, him or herself, or pulled in from other sources, like the internet, scans, emails. Plus, all of the elements in your database are easy to sort, edit, search, and share. Even writing within imagery, like if you take a photo of handwritten notes or a wine bottle or an advertisement sign, they can all be searched. And the same data is everywhere at the same time because it all syncs real time across your linked devices. So you make sure that you always have what you need readily available. Really, all of Evernote's features boost your productivity with a workplace for all your life's work. Then, beyond the free, premium, and business options, Evernote offers plenty of complimentary apps and products to enhance the functionality of its tool. Those include apps like Scannable, Sketch, Web Clipper, Penultimate, and Evernote Food, as well as market items like the Triangle Commuter Bag, or the JotScript Stylus, ScanSnap Scanner, Moleskine Notebooks, and even this great set of desktop accessories by Pfeiffer. It's a very powerful combination.
Now tell us, how can Evernote help us reduce or eliminate both physical and mental clutter?
Julie, I firmly believe that our brains are meant for thinking, not remembering, which is why it's so terribly important to document what you must remember. You get it out of your brain and alleviate all of that mental clutter. Well, Evernote provides an exceptional option for that holding zone, for all of those things that we really must remember, getting it out of our brains. In Evernote, that information is not clutter because it's grouped like with like, and easy to sort through Evernote's search capabilities. Likewise, Evernote helps reduce your physical clutter by limiting your need to print anything. whether the note to be saved is something we've typed ourselves, or something that we've pulled from the internet or received from a complimentary solution, we no longer need to print the information and worry about how to quickly find that piece of paper when we need it. How many of us have paper in files or notebooks that we go, oh, I know it's here somewhere, I've just got to find it. Well, in Evernote, I can just search for that information and it's all easily accessible. When we store the information in Evernote, we can quickly and easily locate it from wherever we're working.
Tell us about some of the ways that people use Evernote.
If I ask 10 of my clients how they are utilizing this productivity tool, I'd probably get 10 different answers. The breadth and depth of what Evernote offers can make it ideal for solving lots of different issues and pains that we have in the workspace, as well as driving lots of different workplace results. So keeping that in mind, I'd say that many people use the solution to document client interactions, call together travel-related information, manage expenses, organize a redecoration, compose a novel or a blog post, improve meetings, prepare for emergencies, go paperless, streamline gift giving, or even as a file cabinet. However, the ways in which people use Evernote definitely don't end with those limited there. Its ability to boost your output is only limited by how creative you can be by it.
Now, I know, and you mentioned earlier, Evernote can be shared with your phone, your tablet, your computer. So tell us a little bit more about that and about Evernote security, because I know that with all the cyber stuff going on, people sometimes have a concern about that.
Absolutely. And the more instances we encounter of hacking and privacy being breached, it's more and more of an issue. A few years ago, Evernote reiterated that its goal is to become the permanent, trusted, and ubiquitous place for all the world's memories. Basically, it's the one workplace to get all of your life's work done. Well, with all of that sharing and syncing and information being held in the cloud, Evernote has really focused on holding fast to three laws of data protection. First, there's that your data is yours, which means that Evernote will back up your data, send it to a network, and index it for searching, but the content is still completely yours. They are not going to share it or read it or do anything with that information. Second, there's the law of data protection that says your data is protected, which means that Evernote takes precautions to protect your data from accidental loss and theft. Everything is stored in secure data centers with multiple redundant servers, and your data is protected by encryption, which means SSL, which is an industry standard, and no one at Evernote ever looks at or analyzes your content. Bottom line, you maintain complete control over what content is shared with whom and at what time. And finally, the third and most unique of all of the laws of data protection is that your data is portable. That means that at any time you can export all of your notes and content in human-readable HTML or fully documented and machine-readable XML files. It's all very secure. And what makes the data portable aspect unique is that most other ones will keep your information safe and secure and yours, but they don't give you that reassurance that if the world falls apart, I can pull my information out. So I think that's something that really sets Evernote above the competition.
So can you share what some of the basic features of Evernote are?
I am so glad you asked about that, Julie. There are a few features in basic Evernote that I believe are most helpful for empowering users to truly achieve whatever result they desire. First, there's the ubiquity. The same information syncs real-time between all your devices. The only thing I encourage you to remember is that you need to use the same login on the app on all your devices. That's what's going to enable you to always have the information you need readily accessible, even when you're working on the go. Next, there's Evernote's web clipping, which is the best in the business for web clipping. If you go to evernote.com/products, you can easily install the web clipper that's appropriate for your particular internet web browser, whether you're using Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, or Safari. With that web clipper, you can pull content from the internet directly into your Evernote database so that you can see it either as the article as is, a simplified version of the article to remove any ads or extraneous items, the full page of the website you're looking at, or just a selection of that page. So if you only want to pull in a particular paragraph or a set of images from it, you can pull just that. So the web clipping feature is a very handy detail for online research or for later reference. Third, it's important to highlight Evernote's amazing search capabilities. When you type a term into the search field in the top right-hand corner of your Evernote database, Evernote is going to search within the titles, the tags, the linked URLs, and any body content that is in either the note itself within all of your notes or the note itself within a selected notebook. But the search doesn't stop with just typed text. If you have any sort of handwriting or text in a photo, Evernote uses optical character recognition to make those searchable tools. The only caveat I give you is that if you're gonna take a photo or input handwriting into your Evernote database, you have to be able to read that handwriting in order for Evernote to be able to read that handwriting. It is amazingly effective in helping you find what you need quickly. Beyond those basic features, Evernote allows you to add reminders, so that notes that need follow-up actions or reference on a specific date will alert you to those actions, as well as to annotate images. So you can mark them up, you can add additional text, shapes, highlights, arrows, whatever kind of additional content you need added over and above those images that you've either taken as photographs or clipped from the internet or whatever you may have done to upload those images. Further, it's Evernote's sharing feature that really steps up the value that this tool offers. In addition to sharing an entire notebook, emailing individual notes, posting selected notes to social media, and sharing a URL for others to view the continually updated version of a note, Evernote offers a feature called Work Chat. So you can discuss your work in real time within your Evernote tool, so not as a separate chat function, but actually in your Evernote tool with those other people that are in Evernote too, working on similar documents, similar projects, so you can help each other to get the work done. It's really quite powerful.
It really is, and I've learned that from taking classes for you. I'm not a scholar at it yet, but I use it enough to make it a huge productivity tool for me. Now, I know you're an Evernote Business Certified Consultant. What does that mean?
After completing a comprehensive and rigorous training program, I was selected as an Evernote Business Certified Consultant, and that's a program that Evernote created for companies and teams to find experts right in their backyards to help them to best implement the Evernote Business Tool. Using my certification, I can assist you, your team, your department in a corporation, or the corporation in its entirety to increase productivity by implementing this suite of tools across your business. I can help you determine if you should proceed with basic, premium, or business, pass along the latest updates as well as what's happening with Evernote, and help you to really get new users successfully started using it with buy-in and actual implementation, as well as what best practices might aid your specific workflow. I can customize and make you as successful as possible.
And if someone wants to fly you to Hawaii, you're open to that, right? Just want to make sure here.
Absolutely. We'll travel.
All right, excellent. So I know we're just covering the basics today, but could you share some of the advanced techniques that you can use when doing Evernote?
Absolutely. I'm intrigued by all of the proactive activities that are going on with Evernote to make it even more helpful for businesses, busy professionals, and individuals everywhere. Evernote actually has an entire department that is dedicated to implementing what's called augmented intelligence within the tool. basically, Evernote as a tool learns how you are using it. It figures out kind of what notebooks you're referencing most often, how you're determining what notes to look up, and then based off of what it learns about how you're using it, it can better lead you to the information you're seeking. So you're not searching so much as finding what it's helping you to find. That could be other notes in your database, a related contact you can connect with on LinkedIn, or online articles that would correlate with the topic you're delving into. It pulls those from the Wall Street Journal, Factiva, TechCrunch, Crunchbase, Fast Company, Inc. Magazine, and Pondo Daily. Such context actually allows users to expand their work beyond their own knowledge to better utilize their team's knowledge, their network's knowledge, as well as the professional's knowledge that's being posted out there. Another advanced technique includes Evernote's business card scanning. Using the same optical character recognition that we were talking about earlier, this feature allows you to more easily pull up a contact you're seeking. It can search all of the writing that is on a business card that you've uploaded an image of. In addition, you can have Evernote set up to feed the information from any of those scanned business cards directly to your contacts. So there's less data entry and your business cards become more actionable and things that you're following up on rather than stack of paper on your desk that's gathering dust. Power users can also adjust the subject lines of their emails that are being sent into their Evernote databases so they can organize the notes that they're creating. For example, if you put the @ sign before the name of an existing notebook in your subject line, then when you email that into your Evernote database, that note being created is created in that specific notebook. Likewise, if you put the #ign before an existing tag, then when you email that note into your database and it creates the note in your as a notebook and in your notebooks, then it will tag it with that specific tag. I'm always fascinated by how quickly Evernote perceives additional needs in the business space and evolves accordingly. And so as Evernote continues evolving to incorporate even more functionality, the uses just seem to multiply.
Well, I am a huge fan of Evernote Food, which is not an advanced, but that's what I'm taking about 90% credit for Evernote Food because I told you that I used Evernote for my recipes all the time, so I'm convinced someone at Evernote heard that, but it is brilliant. What it does, and I didn't realize it, I just added it. So I have been, since taking classes with you, putting the recipes, I have a system, I pin it, but then I'm like, if it try it and it makes it, then it goes into Evernote because it means I want to make it again. So I added Evernote Food, and it took all my recipes from Evernote and automatically moved them over, which I'm like, how brilliant is that? Also, when I'm a weirdo and not... I don't want to call myself a foodie. I take pictures at restaurants. They have an area for that. I can search for recipes on Evernote. And that, I think, is a great example of what you're talking about, how Evernote is perceiving how else can are people going to use this. So we're going to come up with a way to support them.
Well, and to build off of what you were saying with Evernote Food, if you're in the grocery store and they've got a sale on chicken and you can go into your Evernote database and search for any recipe with chicken, you're more likely to be able to take advantage of that sale. Or if you're going out of town and you know you have milk in the fridge and you have to be able to use it in a recipe, how much better to search through your Evernote database and find milk as an ingredient that you can then use that before you have to go out of town.
Excellent. Now you've just given me another way to use Evernote Food. I'm once again very excited. Now, Emily, a question I started to ask people is, because you're a professional organizer, but you're human, so I'd like you to share an area in your life where you struggled with clutter and how you overcame it.
So even though I am a techie, I really prefer reading printed magazines over reading the electronic versions. However, if I found an article that I liked, I would tear the pages out. And then you're dealing with that paper clutter. And you don't necessarily have a system to revisit the content or to put that content into action. It's just not so easy to store printed papers in an easy to reference and actionable manner. So I connected with an app called Next Issue, which actually integrates with Evernote. So I get unlimited access to over 140 different magazines via the Next Issue app. I still like reading my printed magazine, but if I tear pages out of a printed magazine I'm reading, I can pull that article up in Next Issue and easily push the selected pages over to my Evernote database, recycle the printed pages that I was reading, and create an actionable system to reference the pages, use the pages, and actually refer back to the information instead of having it sit in a pile of clutter. I get to read my favorite magazines in printed form, but save the content in an easy-to-reference manner by pushing the pages to Evernote. It's a win-win.
Absolutely, and another thing I need to add to my to-do list. Now, any final thoughts on using Evernote to reduce mental and physical clutter?
Absolutely. I cannot reiterate this enough, but I believe in the power of one, meaning that having one place for all of your calendar commitments, one place for all of your contacts, one place for all of your to-do items can make it so much easier to know what should be done when, keep your information up to date, and maintain your sanity, because sanity is pretty important. Well, Evernote is a great example of the power of one at work, providing one place to locate all of the stuff you need to remember or reference later. With that in mind, the more you use your Evernote tool, then the more powerful it can be. The more you put into it, then the more likely it will be to be your one go-to place for everything. Further, don't be afraid to customize it for your needs. I get so many comments from people that are like, oh, well, I didn't want to mess with that because what if I messed it up? Well, I can help you to be strategic in customizing it, but I think that it's just important to get in there and play with it and put lots of information in it. Structure it the way that it works for you. As I mentioned before, if I ask 10 different clients how they use it, they're all going to have different answers. So it's important to make it work for you. Finally, if you are already using it but you didn't start with the structure that you know would work best for your unique needs, have no fear. It's easy to edit your setup in Evernote to make it work best for healing your workflow pains and working for your systems and your personality. Everybody's different, and therefore their Evernote needs to be set up differently.
Outstanding. Now, share one last tip for people to eliminate clutter in any area of their life.
Well, I believe that Evernote is an excellent example of an app that you can implement immediately to better your work and personal lives. However, it's very easy to download every available app and get overwhelmed by all the options. And then you have mobile devices, smartphones, tablets, whatever, that are overloaded with applications that you just never use. And you can't even get to the ones that you do use because there's too much electronic clutter blocking the way. To combat that, when you download an app that you're going to test out, schedule a specific date and time in the future that you'll revisit it. Look and see at that point in time, are you using it? If you are, keep it. If you're not, delete it. If you still are trying it out, then say, okay, I'm going to reschedule this checkup for X number of days away, and be very vigilant about taking the apps you're not using off of your devices. It's important to make a habit of regularly revisiting your mobile devices and removing what apps are not being used. We may use apps today that we don't use 6 months from now. So if we continually do the checkup from the neck up to see what we're actually implementing, we can keep it so there's not as much clutter and we can more easily get to what we need to use on a thing.
Excellent. And lots of great information here on Evernote. I know it only took Emily, I think, 2 or 3 years to get me to one of her classes to really start using Evernote. So there is hope out there for everyone. It's not too late. Now, Emily, tell us more about where people can find out information, classes, whatever good stuff you have going on.
Julie, folks can visit my website at organizeforsuccess.biz, where they can find out how to connect with me on social media, link over to my blog post, which feature free tips and tidbits about implementing the best resources for driving your desired workflow results. I want to help people. So get over to my social media, my blog post for those tips and tidbits. Then if you're seeking any one-on-one consulting, consider my Pit Stop package or my technology tune-up, where I work face-to-face with folks in person or via video conference over the internet to ensure that you are utilizing all the tools available fully and completely to organize for your success. Plus, under upcoming events on our website, there are details about the courses that I teach at North Carolina State University's Technology Training Solutions, as well as workshops that I'll be offering at the Executive Office Suite in Lafayette Village. So feel free to look at the information, register for those events. If you don't find what you're seeking, let me know, and I will make sure that I try to customize something for you, or we can work one-on-one and feel out what the best solution is for your particular pains. My goal is the success of my clients, so I'm looking forward to helping.
Excellent. I want to thank Emily for coming back on the show. She is an Evernote whiz. I want to encourage you, if you haven't checked out, check it out. Evernote's great to really release mental and physical clutter, and the older you get, I'm telling you, they don't tell you these things growing up. You just can't retain it all. So it is a really amazing, wonderful tool. And again, I want to thank Emily Parks from Organized for Success.
Thank you, Julie.
All right, everyone, go out and clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.